Kansas Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. With the ongoing nursing shortage across the state of Kansas, the McPherson High School says they've been partnering with the McPherson Center for Health, saying that they've allowed high school interns to come to the health facility in order to get experience and to set them on a new career pathway.
They come back and they talk a lot about, I got to see a baby, or I got to be in the OR room, or I got to take someone's blood, and they're always very excited about the opportunities that are shared with them.
I'm passionate about rural health care especially. We want these kids to stay local. We want them to come back home when they're done with their education.
That audio from KWCH News, where the interns end up spending one semester in their senior year at the hospital, with a maximum of 8 interns per semester, spending 2 class periods every day at the facility. According to the school, they say they also have other internship opportunities that include welding, farming, construction, and accounting. Other schools across the state of Kansas say they have similar programs as well to try and get high school students an early start.
It's not rock and roll. It's not country either. It's Shane Smith and the Saints. Live Free Tour, coming to First Council Casino, Friday, February 27th. Shane Smith and the Saints, with special guests. Tickets are on sale now at 7clans.com. The 7clans Players Club, or charge by phone 866-966-1777. Don't miss Shane Smith and the Saints at 7clans First Council Casino and Resort in Newkirk.
Professional excavators and homeowners, safety always comes first, and safe digging is no accident. So before you begin your next digging project, remember to call Kansas 811 to have your underground utility lines marked for free. Know what's below. Call 811 before you dig. So play it safe. Put down the shovel, pick up the phone, and call 811 first. This message is brought to you by Kansas 811, reminding you that no matter if your digging project is big or small, don't make a judgment call. Always call 811 before you dig.
A new documentary is set to be played at the upcoming Sundance Film Festival. Is the documentary known as Seized, is a documentary that showcases the 2023 raid on the Marion County Record in the state of Kansas. As KSN News reports, the raid led to the paper, leading to international outcry over the freedom of the press, as the police chief behind the raid has since resigned and been charged with interference of the judicial process, with the Marion County also settling some litigation for near $3 million. The documentary is making its premiere at the 2026 Sundance Film Festival as one of the 151 projects that were selected for the event.
Get back to the idea that, you know, the media is out there to be a watchdog and help things. And even if you don't want to hear what the watchdog has to say, it's important to listen to it. But if a watchdog gets attacked and simply rolls over, the watchdog isn't worth much.
The film festival will be taking place January 22nd through February 1st. Mid-America Network News.
When you need reliable, expert automotive service, call on Dean's Automotive in Marysville and Waterville. From routine maintenance to major repairs, the ASC certified technicians at Dean's get the job done right the first time. Able to calibrate newer vehicle ADAS systems, from blind spot monitoring to automatic braking. Trust over 85 years of experience at Dean's Automotive in Marysville and Waterville. Look them up online or give them a call and stay on the road wherever it takes you.
Nebraska, Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, it wasn't the Christmas that one individual expected after a Nebraska man was arrested this past week after Kentucky authorities found 55 pounds of suspected methamphetamine that was disguised as Christmas presents inside a vehicle. As KSNB Local Channel 4 reports, that the Jeffersontown, Kentucky Police Department said that Nebraska resident 23-year-old Jacob Talismonte was arrested during the narcotics investigation during the Christmas break. According to the investigators, they say they contacted and detained the individual after arriving in a vehicle in the area of the Bluegrass Parkway and Decimal Drive in Jeffersontown, where canines were alerted with the authorities to the presence of narcotics inside the vehicle. After searching the trunk, they uncovered multiple different boxes that contained a total of 55 pounds of meth that was wrapped in Christmas paper, where Talamantes had told investigators that he was traveling from Iowa with the intent to traffic the drugs. The investigation on the incident is still ongoing. Mid-America Network News.
In today's world, everyone is searching for answers. If cows are laying down, will it rain? Does gum really stay in your stomach for 7 years? How about Bigfoot? With so many mysteries, it's nice to have one clear answer. Fiber. Blue Valley Technologies proudly provides a robust fiber network with symmetrical speeds and unmatched reliability. And with 24/7 support, we are always here when you need us. Blue Valley Technologies Fiber Internet, because some things just shouldn't be a mystery.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners approved a 3% raise for county employees for 2026 and will hold a review of a proposed road closure in Waterville Township at the January 5th meeting at 9 a.m. The request for closure consideration was from the Waterville Township Board. Marshall County Courthouse will be closed to the public for year-end closeout Wednesday, December 31st, and will be closed Thursday, January 1st for New Year's. Washington County Sheriff updated commissioners on jail operations at last week's meeting. The facility houses an average of 22 inmates, with 10 beds per day contracted with Gage County. Other short-term contracts with Jewell and Marshall counties help subsidize operating expenses. Following a recent bond issue failure for a new jail facility in Republic County, they've reached out to Republic County commissioners, indicating interest in contracting for prisoners. In other business, a motion was unanimously approved for a Washington County Hospital Board recommendation to appoint Lawson Babb to Cindy Holdy's seat and continue the appointment of Stacy Cardenas. A teen with local connections was killed in a vehicle accident December 20th in the Oklahoma Panhandle. 18-year-old Trayton M. Hartsook of Olathe was traveling with family to California for Christmas and was killed while several family members, including his mother Amber Hartsook, stepfather Joshua Olvera, and three step-siblings, suffered serious injuries. They were transported to a hospital in Boise City, Oklahoma. Four of the five were later transferred to a hospital in Lubbock, Texas. Trayton Hartsook reportedly died at the scene and is the grandson of Keith and Lisa Hartsook of Herkimer. Funeral services will be announced at a later date. Washington County Community Foundation Match Month continues through December, with qualifying contributions eligible for a match up to $100,000 by the Patterson Family Foundation. A list of funds and additional information is available online at WashingtonCountyCF.org. Our public affairs program this past weekend was a conversation with Ellen Barber, former director of Marshall County Partnership for Growth. She was instrumental in assisting the Waterville community with improvements at Lake Idlewild, including a grant for trails, which will be completed this spring. She and Brandon Wilson were recent guests on a Kansas Trails podcast entitled Small Towns, Big Impact, which is available for replay at kstrails.org. The public affairs conversation is available for download at our website, kndyradio.com.
I think it's brought people back together to talk about the past, what they loved about it, and what they want to bring to the future. It was a way they played with their neighbors and were out in nature. And I think it's bringing back the pride of place to the area. Young people are now really excited about it, and people were camping there this last fall, and the track team was running around the lake even without the trail built in. It's things like this that attract young people back to town. I would say get your team together, educate yourself on what others have done, and set out a plan and work it. Building an attraction is simply getting others excited about your vision and getting them to join you in it.
At United Bank and Trust, we get it. Bank hours don't always fit into your schedule. With the United Bank and Trust mobile banking app, you can bank anytime, anywhere. At home, at work, or anywhere in between, you can perform convenient and secure transactions like mobile check deposit, transfer money between accounts, or see your balance instantly. Find it by searching for United Bank and Trust mobile app in your app store. Mobile banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Dale W. Prawley, age 70, of Bremen, passed away Tuesday. Funeral service Wednesday, 10 a.m., from Emanuel Hermansburg Lutheran Church, rural Bremen. Burial in the church cemetery. Family visitation Tuesday, 5 until 7 p.m. at the Hanover Mortuary, in charge of arrangements for Dale Prawley. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, barbecue chicken, baby bakers, asparagus, and fruit cocktail. Tomorrow, spaghetti, green beans, and apple crisp. KNDY News Time, 7:14.
Life Care Center of Seneca has dedicated therapy department that knows the importance of therapy, and we have employed therapy staff that are not contracted. Our staff are employees and work with all hospitals with discharge plans and therapy outcomes. Our therapists also work at the Nemaha Valley Community Hospital. Please come by and look at our success stories. We have a high percentage of residents that come for short-term therapy after a hospitalization and return home.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Sunshine today with our highs in the upper 20s and mid 30s. Northwest winds between 5 and 15 and gusting as high as 30. Mostly clear skies overnight with our lows in the lower to mid-teens. Staying sunny throughout Tuesday with our highs in the mid-40s and lower 50s, then partly cloudy skies over Tuesday night with our lows in the lower to upper 20s. Sunshine throughout Wednesday with our highs in the lower to mid-50s, then staying partly cloudy throughout Wednesday night with our lows in the upper teens and lower 20s. Some sunshine throughout New Year's Day Thursday with our highs in the upper 30s and lower 40s, then staying partly cloudy throughout Thursday night with our lows in the lower to upper 20s. Staying sunny still throughout Friday with our highs in the lower to upper 40s, then partly cloudy skies Friday night with our lows in the lower to upper 20s. Mostly sunny skies over Saturday with our highs in the mid 40s and lower 50s, and mostly cloudy skies throughout Saturday night with our lows in the lower to upper 20s. Still staying sunny by Sunday with our highs in the upper 40s and lower 50s, then partly cloudy skies throughout Sunday night. And temperatures still staying warmer early next week. I'm meteorologist Carol Foster.
Average high temperature late December 39, record high on this date 69. The average low 17 and the record low 12 below zero. Sunrise this morning 7:48. Sunset this evening at 5:11. A little bit of snowfall midday Sunday. It's 12 degrees this hour. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Monday, the 29th of December. KNDY News Time 7:16. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Waterville Housing Authority has multiple housing openings available immediately. 1 and 2 bedroom apartments available. Income-based housing, clean, maintenance-free, and all the freedom you crave for tenants of any age. Applications can be found on the Waterville Housing Authority Facebook page or contact Lisa at 785-363-2239. That's 785-363-2239 for the Waterville Housing Authority with immediate openings available.
4 divisions and 2 playoff spots still to be decided. Good morning, I'm Jay Reynolds. Niners outlast the Bears in the Sunday night game last night, 42-38. Chicago coming up short on the final play of the game from the 2-yard line. Brock Purdy in the win, 5 total touchdowns, throws for 3, runs for 2.
Just think, you know, to be able to go 4 quarters of, you know, it's going to take what it takes as an offense to move the ball up and down. I thought the run game was good. And then to be able to get outside the pocket and make some plays and then some scramble plays as well for us to be able to hit on those in the red zone. But just across the board, to be able to finish a game like that at the end of the year, I thought that was just huge for us.
Niners and Seahawks in week 18 for the division and the 1 seed. NFC South will likely to be decided between the matchup between the Panthers and Buccaneers, both of them losing yesterday. In the AFC, Jaguars beat the Colts for their 7th straight win. Jacksonville will capture the division with a win or a Houston loss in Week 18. The AFC North will come down to the Week 18 matchup between Pittsburgh and Baltimore. Steelers losing to the Browns 13-6 yesterday. Bills followed home to the Eagles 13-12. Buffalo went for 2 and the win at the end. They did not convert. That loss means the Patriots win the division. New England routing the Jets 42-10. Giants had a shot at locking up the top pick in the draft. They beat the Raiders 34-10, though. College football, Kyle Whittingham officially introduced by Michigan. He was asked, does he hate Ohio State?
I do now, I guess. But
Michigan plays Texas in its bowl game on Wednesday. NBA, Kawhi Leonard, a career-high 55. Clippers beat the Pistons 112-99. Lakers snap a 3-game losing streak, a 24-point win over the Kings. Toronto outlast the Warriors in overtime, 141-127. Thunder tops Philly, 129-104. On the ice, Kraken 4-1 over the Flyers for a 4th straight win. Detroit scores in overtime to beat Toronto. Penguins score 4 in the first to beat Chicago, 7-3.
Texting enrolls you in recurring automated marketing text messages. Consent are required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
The team's looking good this season.
I think so. Man, I miss playing football. Ever since I turned 40, I just can't find that fire I used to have.
Think it could be lower testosterone?
What do you mean?
I was feeling the same way. After 40, the body has less testosterone, and men lose their edge. That's why I take Nugenix Total T2.
That's the testosterone booster, right?
Yes, but Total T2 is their brand new formula that skyrockets nitric oxide levels in as little as 3 hours. Since I started taking it, I've been lifting like when we played for Coach Carter. My energy is way up, and it even spiced up things between me and the missus.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles?
Yep, just send a text.
Text MEETER to 321321 for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T2, the next generation testosterone booster. Text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo X, our newest, most powerful fat burner ever, absolutely free. Text MEETER to 321321. That's M-E-T-E-R to 321321.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent...
Cary High School basketball teams participate in the Winter Showcase this week with day games Tuesday and Wednesday broadcast live on KNDY. At Frankfort Tuesday, Frankfort hosting Thayer Central with girls at 11, boys to follow. Opposite that, Lynn meets Rock Hills. Then Wednesday, Washington County versus Superior. Girls tip at 11, boys to follow. And Valley Heights will host February. Girls tip at 2, boys to follow. Live coverage on FM 95.5, on air online, and on our mobile app.
From ABC News Wall Street Now. After the major indexes set new records last week, stock futures were little changed going into the final trading days of 2025. On Friday, the Dow, the S&P, and the NASDAQ composite all closed with slight losses. Oil prices rose this morning as commodities traders weighed tensions in the Middle East against the possibility of a peace deal between Ukraine and Russia. Crude futures were up about 1% in overnight trading. Investors will be watching over the coming months as Jerome Powell's term as chairman of the Federal Reserve comes to an end. President Trump has been highly critical of Powell's handling of interest rates over the past year. Trump may have the chance to appoint two new Fed governors in 2026. A rush of frigid Arctic air threatens to snarl post-holiday travel and create potentially dangerous conditions to start this week. Across the upper Midwest, snow, ice, and freezing rain will intensify into a so-called bomb cyclone. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm James Guerin. The cattle market is closing out 2025 at historic, record-breaking price levels driven by the tightest inventories in decades, while recent volatility stemming from trade policy shifts and lower slaughter capacity has introduced some caution. The fundamental lack of supply continues to favor producers, with Kansas cash trade currently holding firm near $229 per hundredweight as we head into 2026. Tyler Cousins, director of the Livestock Marketing Information Center, talks a little bit more about the global cattle market trade.
Specifically, this report from Foreign Agricultural Services is released, and it's called the Livestock and Poultry World Markets and Trade Report, and it was actually released on December 19th. So specifically, what I'd like to discuss is actually USDA's forecast for global beef production and trade. So looking at global beef production, USDA is actually forecasting 2026 to decrease about 1% to 61 million tons. Now, this is due to declines in production for Australia, Brazil, China, the European Union, and the United States, which are more than offsetting increases that are expected in India, Mexico, New Zealand, and Uruguay. So digging a little bit deeper into the report, they're looking at beef production in a few key countries, starting with Mexico. The detection of New World screwworm in Mexico over a year ago now has halted cattle trade with the U.S. So as a result, USDA actually has Mexico's beef production forecast to increase 5% to 2.3 million tons in 2026. Now switching over to Brazilian beef production, USDA is forecasting a decline of 5% to 11.7 million tons, which comes on the heels of a record production in 2025 of 12.4 million tons. So for Brazil, the report actually specifically noted that female slaughter is expected to decrease as producers retain cows, signifying a shift in the cattle cycle.
At the beginning of the trade week last week, those livestock numbers were all in the green, but as the week went on, those numbers started falling back into the red.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. Unfortunately, fires can accidentally break out and create large amounts of damage to people's homes, assets, and property. Kansas Forest Service District Fire Management Officer for Southeast Kansas, Aaron Williams, discusses what he recommends people invest in for their homes. He first explains the importance of calling the fire department.
Always call the fire department. Make sure that they're coming before anything else. That takes a higher priority than anything other than getting yourself and your family out of the house. Okay. Fire extinguishers are intended for very small fires. They're not intended for fires that are spreading rapidly. If you have a trash can that's on fire, maybe that's a fire extinguisher fire. If that trash can has set your couch on fire too, you're probably going to have trouble getting that put out, and certainly doing it safely when you think of the heat and the toxic byproducts that are coming off of that combustion.
Williams says what he encourages homeowners to buy for their kitchen.
One thing that people can look at getting for their home is called a stovetop Fire Stop, and it's basically a fire extinguisher in a little metal can that has a magnet, and that magnet goes onto the hood of your stove. And then if you get a stove fire, it actually has a fuse that fire ignites and then releases that chemical all over your stove.
He explains a few reminders for people who are wanting to have supplies available to help protect their homes.
If you're going to invest money in fire protection for your home, and I encourage you to do that, fire detectors, smoke detectors are first before fire extinguishers. The next thing, if you do get a fire extinguisher, don't put it in a cabinet. Keep it out where you can actually see it and get to it. But don't keep it like right next to the stove or over the stove. Because if your stove catches on fire and you can't actually get the fire extinguisher out of the fire, you're going to have a bad day, right? Another thing with fire extinguishers is they need regular inspection. So one time a month, you need to take a look at them, make sure that they still show that they're charged, make sure that there's nothing in the discharge hose or port.
That was Kansas Forest Services Aaron Williams with his top choices of what people should invest in to help protect their home and belongings from fires. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Sale day today. Monday is sale day at Beatrice 77 Livestock Sales. Short run of cattle, including early consignments, 10 black heifers. They're weaned and vaccinated, weighing in at 550 pounds. They're also accepting sales for their next upcoming auction on January 5th. Details online at Beatrice77Livestock.com. Tune Mondays for early consignment listings.
Can you remember your New Year's resolution from last year? It's all about the short shelf life of our good intentions today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, December 29th, the 363rd day of the year. Actors John Voight, Ted Danson, and Jude Law all were born on this day. Here's some sobering news about New Year's resolutions. People who study such things say that you probably won't maintain a resolution more than a few months. Researchers have found that nearly a quarter of us will have broken our resolutions by the end of the first week of January, and most will have forgotten them by mid-year. Still, it's better to have a goal than none at all. Resolvers are 10 times more likely to attain goals than non-resolvers. The best advice? Keep your goals realistic and achievable. It's better to revise them upward later than to be discouraged by early failure. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more and get the advice of the day at almanac.com.
728 from KNDY and 12 degrees this morning. Highs only around 30 on tap today, then a warm-up Tuesday into Wednesday this week.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. The Kansas State Wildcats finished up their non-conference play before the new year of 2026. On Sunday, they wrapped up beating Louisiana Monroe with a 94-85 victory. The win puts the Wildcats at 9-4 for the regular season. The Warhawks go down to a 3-11 overall record. P.J. Haggerty was the big scorer of the day, putting 24 points on the board with 30 minutes to play, 8 rebounds and 3 assists. Nate Johnson have 14 points with 33 minutes to play, 6 rebounds and 4 assists. Overall, the
Wildcats went 33 for 70 in field goals and 10 for 35 in three-pointers. They're back at it again coming up this Saturday as they are back at home taking on number 10 BYU. That tip-off on Saturday at 12:30. In Jayhawk basketball, they're back at it on Saturday again after the new year as well for their first conference game against the UCF Knights. That one coming up on Saturday at 1 p.m. as the number 17 Jayhawks are on the road. Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier.
Area High School basketball teams participate in the Winter Showcase this week with day games Tuesday and Wednesday broadcast live on KNDY. At Frankfort Tuesday, Frankfort hosting Thayer Central with girls at 11, boys to follow. Opposite that, Lynn meets Rock Hills. Then Wednesday, Washington County versus Superior. Girls tip at 11, boys to follow. And Valley Heights will host Fairbury. Girls tip at 2, boys to follow. Live coverage on FM 95.5, on air online, and on our mobile app.
KNDY.